bring you breaking news with our daily news report on 107.7 The Bronx. Here's your world in 2 minutes, curated by our specialized team of broadcast journalists. Let's hear what they have to say in our daily news special, The Bronx News Flash.
This is The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes, on 107.7 The Bronx, 2023 Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award winner and 2024 nominee for Best College Radio Station. I'm Matt Michalowski. Jonathan Majors will not serve jail time after a jury found him guilty of assaulting and harassing his former girlfriend. The judgment came in Monday morning in a New York courtroom. Judge Michael Gaffey did issue a protection order for Grace Jabari, who was Jonathan Majors' girlfriend at the time, but stated clearly that Majors must continue to attend therapy and said, "Jail is not necessary." Majors instead has been sentenced to a 52-week domestic violence intervention program and probation. Majors was found guilty on 2 misdemeanor charges in a domestic violence case from an incident with Jabari that took place in March of 2023. Within minutes of the guilty verdict, Majors was dropped from his significant role in Marvel's cinematic universe. Jabari, who had been in attendance in the courtroom, provided an impact statement after the ruling, saying, "He is not sorry. He has not accepted responsibility. He will do this again." The NCAA Women's Basketball National Championship took place Sunday as number one seeds Iowa and South Carolina battled it out in a back-and-forth matchup. In the end, South Carolina defeated the highly touted Iowa team 87-75, ending their perfect season with 39 total wins and a championship. South Carolina head coach Dawn Staley told Good Morning America that at the beginning of the season, she said to, quote, "expect the unexpected from her team," adding, "they have taken us through incredible highs and lows." The championship game also marked the final college appearance for Iowa star Caitlin Clark, who had an incredible career in her own right despite not winning a national championship. The men's national championship takes place tonight as number one seed Purdue take on fellow number one seed and defending champions UConn. It was professional wrestling's biggest weekend of the year. WWE presented the 40th installment of its Showcase of the Immortals, WrestleMania, an event that saw grudges settled, new champions crowned, and most importantly, a story finished. The main event saw Cody Rhodes face the most dominant champion of the modern era, the Tribal Chief, Roman Reigns, in a Bloodline rules match for the undisputed WWE Universal Championship. It was a back-and-forth struggle of both sides taking their best shots. But of course, it wouldn't be a main event without shenanigans. With members of Roman Reigns' faction, the Bloodline, constantly interfering, Cody Rhodes built his own version of the Avengers, consisting of Jey Uso, John Cena, Seth Rollins, even The Undertaker. In the end, Cody Rhodes pinned Roman to win the title, ending his 1,316-day reign, the fourth longest reign in company history. While this host will always acknowledge his tribal chief, I am more than excited to see a new story unfold, courtesy of the American Nightmare. That's all for this episode of The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes, on 107.7 The Bronx, the number 7 ranked best college radio station in the nation by the Princeton Review. Live from Rider University, I'm Matt Michalowski.
Thanks for tuning in to the Bronx News Flash on 107.7 The Bronx, your daily update for on-campus, local, national, and international news. Want to stay up to date? Check out the Bronx News Flash on demand on all your favorite podcasting platforms or 107.7thebronx.com/newsflash. Now back to the biggest hits and best variety on 107.7 The Bronx.